Airbnb.
I hosted on Airbnb 9 years ago for the first time, but I'm doing it again this year because I got a trip to France in the summer and a trip to the tropics over Christmas.
All right, Jack, besides those humble brags, both of those trips, what are you going to do with your place, man? What are you doing with it?
For both of those trips, I'm putting my place on Airbnb.
Because now there's an obvious benefit to hosting on Airbnb. It's financial.
I'm putting the money from my Airbnb revenue towards my plane tickets for both of those flights.
All right, so it's incredible. Instead of your place just sitting empty while you're on vacation, you're going to earn a little extra money while you're away. It's a win-win.
Truly. And setting my schedule as a host on Airbnb is so convenient. Airbnb has easy-to-use features that allow me to update my calendar, so I host exactly when I want to host.
Yeah, Eddie's, if you live somewhere you already have an Airbnb, Airbnb it.
Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
This is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, August 20th.
We are back, baby.
It feels good.
This is the best one yet.
This is actually the best one we've done in at least a week.
That is true. Stocks rebounded after 3 weeks of losses.
Yep.
And we have three great stories for you.
And we got 3 days of up in a row. Jack, what have we got? This is quite a mix.
Number one is the unicorn of the day, Smile Direct Club.
Stick it on a registry, Jack.
It's worth $3.2 billion, and it's helped 700,000 people smile. Now it's got its IPO coming up soon.
If you've got teeth or you've got a Tinder profile, you should probably be listening on this one.
Second story is Estee Lauder. The stock jumped 13% after its makeup and skincare were off the hook.
Selling.
But we're looking at one aspect, travel makeup.
Please present your boarding pass, Jack. You don't have to take off your shoes. We got a good story. You had in line. Keep moving.
Third and final story. 181 CEOs got together yesterday, made a joint press release, basically renewing their vows with society because big corporations aren't getting much love right now.
A little less profits at all costs, a little more wokeness, very poetic. But before we jump on all three of those stories, first, it feels good to be back. Second, Jack, what have you got going on?
I feel like I won the Super Bowl this weekend.
Let me see that ring finger over here.
I am wearing a ring.
You can't lift it up.
Three incredible days of a wedding weekend. Oh, it was a real thrill.
It was gorgeous.
Newly wedded man right
Everyone
here.
Everyone looked beautiful.
Now, Nick was there.
I was there.
He delivered the rings beautifully.
Gracefully? Pulled them out of the left pocket.
He had a very clutch moment. And he also, on the rehearsal dinner, made a beautiful analogy of marriages as an IPO.
Jack's been talking about marriages and IPO for as long as Jack's been talking.
So Nick tells my then fiance, current wife, that there's a lot of competition out there for me.
I felt she should have full due diligence on Jack. The only way to do it is an S-1 filing document. We found one from the SEC all about Jack.
Nick recited my S-1.
Spoiler alert, turns out there's a lot of competition in the business model of Jack, aka his three brothers who are strapping.
Now, my voice is still shot from a duet I did with the new bride.
Keep powering through.
My voice cracked during the falsetto moment, but my new mother-in-law got to laugh about it the next
time. Jack, can you hit me with the takeaways from the wedding weekend?
One, if you have a bow tie, learn how to tie a bow tie in advance.
We learned
the
hard way. Yeah.
Do a duet with your bride or your groom.
And three, always go for the falsetto. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, Smile Direct Club has just filed for an IPO while we were busy like doing the ring stuff.
This is a story about braces.
But the real surprise is Instagram. We'll get to that in a second.
But back to the braces.
It's a painful thing.
Something I know nothing about. These True. Pearly whites are all natural.
I got braces, but then my teeth got knocked out in a lacrosse game, and my teeth are way better than they were
before.
All
right, so Nick's from New York. I'm from Vermont. Nick has fake teeth.
They're way
I
better.
Have real teeth.
Trust me, fake teeth are better than real teeth. This is the way to go. Get them knocked out in a lacrosse game.
So Smile Direct Club makes a bold claim about its mission. They are democratizing access to a smile that you'll love.
I feel like you need to say that with like more pizzazz the way their ads go. Democratizing access to full brace teeth.
The key is you're just supposed to be smiling while you say
You've probably seen one of their ads because they're filled with gorgeous people who seem like they got a lot more work done than Smile Direct.
Here's the deal. You can basically get braces. They're little plastic invisible braces. And instead of going to the orthodontist, you do it all like over the phone or on the computer.
So your typical braces are going to cost like $5,000. How much are these?
These are about $1,800.
And your typical braces are going to take 2 years. These are going to take less than
much
a year.
Much quicker. I think they're 6 months on average to straighten your teeth.
And because we live in a direct-to-consumer kind of world, these things have a little bit of a tech element. You order them online, and we'll get to that in a few minutes.
You also chomp into a mold to like send the doctor initially.
Just sounds fun.
What your teeth look like.
I would do that a couple times a week. Now, the key numbers here. $3.2 billion is the value of the company.
Which is about one-fifth of a lift.
That's critical. They actually worked on like 700,000 mouths worldwide.
And their revenue last year in 2018 was $432 million, almost quadruple 2017's number. So that's pretty good growth.
Now they've learned some tricks from like these other successful millennial direct-to-consumer startups you've seen.
One, we love Casper mattresses because in many top cities, they have created stores where they have nap pods.
You just
can try out the mattress for the real deal.
You pop in and you nap. Smile Direct Club said, you know, we're going to do a similar kind of thing. We're going to open Smile Shops. Now they got 300 of them. They basically look like an Equinox gym, but a lot brighter.
Yeah, you go in there and you chomp into a mold.
Boom.
And they tell you, like, we think we can fix your teeth. It'll cost you this much. It'll take you this much time.
Not a good first date idea. Great second date idea. The other one they've learned from is Hims, which is the hair loss, erectile dysfunction, direct to consumer. We will prescribe this to you startup.
Right. So Hims diagnoses erectile dysfunction medicine remotely.
Exactly.
So does Smile Direct Club.
They do it by you going on a computer, sharing your information, and then they say, hey, we can fix you.
So they issued their S-1 on Friday.
Now, that's the key filing document if you want to IPO.
And we jumped in there, and we found some interesting trends that we want to share with you.
We jumped in snack style, and there was one trend that we thought was fascinating.
Social media.
Exactly. It was described by Smile Direct Club as this. Higher awareness of aesthetic image among consumers is a key driver of their growth.
And that trend basically means everyone is under pressure to post stuff online.
Yep.
On Instagram.
True.
Or to post pictures of yourself on Tinder, because that's like the only way to get a date these days.
First impressions are critical, and Smile Direct Club knows it. They said, quote unquote, everyone wants to present an image of their best selves.
So kind of sad that we all need to look so good and we're under pressure.
It hurts.
But Smart Direct Club is offering a solution.
It's a social issue. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Smile Direct Club?
Like Uber, Smile Direct's biggest threat is not business, it's public policy.
Its drivers are independent contractors, so they don't get all the benefits of a full-time employee.
Right, and if a new law passes that turns them into employees that do get benefits, that's going to be really bad for Uber.
Now, Smile Direct Club, it's facing a similar kind of risk, like the kind of risk that could become really expensive or even get it banned.
Right. Basically, the American Dental Association is very highly opposed to Smile Direct Club.
Jack is underselling this. They are literally suing Smile Direct Club in 36 states.
They claim that the law says prescription dental treatment can only be done through a direct one-on-one visit with like an orthodontist.
Exactly.
Or dentist.
Basically, got a lot of these orthodontists throwing in their stethoscopes, calling up their lawyers, and trying to make a fuss.
And
about
these
this.
Dentists claim Smile Direct Club is ignoring the law, which puts your teeth, your smile, at risk because this is serious. It's a medical issue.
And that's why Smile Direct Club is loving social media, but a little fearful of public policy.
And the S-1 names that one big risk.
For our second story, Estee Lauder, the queen of makeup.
Definitely the queen of makeup, founded by Estee Lauder herself.
Estee is incredible. She definitely would have been a snacks listener.
She's from Corona, Queens.
Shares jumped 13% yesterday But we want to talk about what this show is about, the power of airport retail.
Did you hear that? Estee Lauder from Corona, Queens, not France. No. French-sounding name based in New York.
Used to probably hang out at Che. Now, the CEO came out and said, you know what? 2019 was an outstanding year for all of our Estee Lauder
Yes.
brands.
Sales rose by 9% last quarter, led by Estee Lauder's makeup brands like MAC.
Nice.
Tom Ford Beauty.
What a lineup.
And La Mer, which is French for the sea.
It's a varsity team here. They got 25 brands actually total, selling in 150
yes,
companies.
Yes, this is a giant skincare and makeup global powerhouse.
Now, Jack, you showed me the Hall of Fame right there. Can I tell you a little about the starting lineup?
Please, go. Dazzle me.
All right, here's who actually was dominating for Estee Lauder last quarter. Advanced Night Repair Eye Supercharged Complex.
That is the name of a top-selling product last quarter.
They don't even fit it on the label.
I think it's an eye cream you put on before bed so you eliminate wrinkles.
I think it's a lab with the army. It's very confusing. They also got Soleil Blanc and Oud Wood,
which is a perfume.
A couple fragrances.
Sounds expensive.
Now, the big surprise here that came out of nowhere was the Rookie of the Year. This is a new product that dominated shampoos.
Cherry Almond Softening Shampoo and Conditioner.
We actually didn't see that one coming.
Sounds like a tabletop.
Delightful.
Shampoo.
Delightful. Now, fascinating thing here that we decided to jump into. Airport brick and mortar is secretly killing it right now in retail.
Yes. Travel retail channel was
Great
mentioned
term.
11 times in the earnings report.
Let that sink in. That single phrase, travel retail channel, just dropped throughout the earnings
report.
So
we have to shout out a great snacker named Cassie from Tucson, Arizona, who actually sent us a snack fact of the day, but we're going to throw it right into this story.
She sent it to us when we were like on the way to Jack's rehearsal.
Then. Retail spending that happens at airports, which includes duty-free stores,
which is deadly,
has tripled over the last 15 years to $69 billion just a couple years
ago. Now, let that sink in, because if you picture your last trip to the airport, close your eyes and imagine it. Better yet, someone is probably listening to Snacks Daily right now in a terminal as we speak.
Yeah, close your eyes for 5 seconds, then open them up and tell us where you feel like you are.
What does it seem like?
It seems like a shopping mall.
It's got to feel like a shopping mall.
An airport terminal is basically a shopping mall.
You got Gate 43 sponsored by Michael Kors over here.
You got a Spank shop at Terminal 2.
You drop by Brooks Brothers. You walk out, you get to the airplane, you're wearing something pleated.
So airports are serious places for retail companies like Estee Lauder to make money.
Some snacker, if you're there right now, send us a picture. We guarantee it's mall looking like. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Estee Lauder?
At airports, you are a captive audience for shopping.
Get this, 90% of the retail in the airport, it's after you stroll your way through security.
Yeah, because you're told to get there 2 hours early, and then you're there 2 hours early.
It takes you an hour to put
your
shoes on.
And you have nothing to do but to stand around, shop, you get instant gratification. Also, you forgot to buy a gift for your kid or your wife or your spouse.
You got to do that gift buying. You end up walking away with two perfumes and like a bottle of whiskey you're never going to touch.
So Estee Lauder is crushing it in airport terminals right now.
We always like to say that retail's not dead. Bad retail's dead.
But this is an exception. When there's a captive audience in an airport, any retail works.
For our third and final story, corporations just made a big announcement in their wedding with society.
Yes, they renewed their vows. And tell me somebody got that on video.
Jack, please whip out the gardenias.
It was beautiful. Now, the background, when we say corporations in general,
who are we talking about?
We're talking about the Business Roundtable, which is basically a club of CEOs who get together and they talk about big picture best practices for CEOs.
It's mainly guys, as you can imagine. They've been hanging out since like 1972. They used to meet informally, and now it's like the same thing, but there's a lot more shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, so one of the things that they have formally done is they have defined the purpose of a corporation, and that's the gold standards that CEOs look to figure out, like, what should I be doing?
This was basically their original vow to society, what they promise they will do forever hereafter for you.
The original vow goes back to 1997.
Great year.
And they said the purpose of a corporation is one thing and one thing only.
Maximize profits at any cost.
That is it. Maximizing profits. That was inspired by economist Milton Friedman.
Exactly. So the question was always, what's best for profits and shareholders if we're here trying to maximize profits for shareholders?
Yeah. Should I sell cigarettes to kids? The CEO only has one question to answer. Will that maximize profits? If yes, sell the cigarettes to
the
kids.
So since like the 80s, this whole like vow has taken corporations to build gigantic wealth for shareholders.
Yeah, this is the bedrock of American capitalism, this profit maximizing credo.
You wake up every day, you have your orange juice, and you maximize profits for shareholders.
Now, that has caused a lot of negative consequences over the years.
In addition to all that wealth.
pollution to planet Earth.
Reinforced negative stereotypes.
It's contributed to the obesity and opioid epidemics.
So with a lot of good has come a lot of bad. And so yesterday, Jamie Dimon issued a statement on behalf
of the Business Roundtable. He is the chairman, and he said the American dream is alive, but it's fraying.
Now, 181 of his fellow Business Roundtablians, which includes CEOs from Amazon, Apple, Bank of America, they got together and they decided to renew their vows.
Yes, the purpose of a corporation has changed. Now, it's not just profit maximizing. They will also consider customers, employees, diversities, ethics, and the environment.
The Business Roundtable actually issued a 300-word statement, and the word shareholders wasn't mentioned until they got to word 250.
And that used to be like the only word.
It was it. It was all they cared about. Shareholder, shareholder, shareholder.
Yeah, so the old definition was ruthless capitalism. The new definition is sustainable capitalism.
If you're trying to picture this, picture Nike taking a stand on social issues with Colin Kaepernick.
Or Patagonia donating the tax breaks it got to the environment. Those are examples of like the new capitalism that this is all about.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at the Business Roundtable who have cooked up some brand new vows for the people?
Capitalism needed to adapt to woke millennials.
Less than half of millennials believe capitalism is a good thing, which is a problem.
Right. Capitalism did give us the iPhone. It did give us the Beyonce Jay-Z On the Run tour last summer. It has made all shoes everywhere available for us.
But it's also created the financial crisis, and some other externalities.
Yeah, and you got millennials who are questioning capitalism at every turn. They're rejecting big food, big beer, big soda, big clothes.
Employees are boycotting when one of their companies acts without principles.
Yes. If you haven't noticed that capitalism is under question, you haven't been paying attention, and it's time to adapt.
Corporations are. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us?
Smile Direct Club is getting ready to IPO, but its biggest worry is legal and public policy.
They're doing this IPO for the gram, by the way.
Estee Lauder's favorite place is the airport terminal where you have nothing to do but buy a $100 bottle of perfume.
Jack, grab an Odwalla, make it a strawberry banana, and some intense eye complex for the skin.
Corporations are renewing their vows with society. They're not just focused on profits anymore.
Big business has big impact, particularly wokeness. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. We haven't done one in a week. I hope we can still do this. This one is insane. You ready?
The number of online mattress companies that send you a big mattress in a box that you get to like cut open the plastic and then it expands into a beautiful thing.
You've heard of Casper, you've heard of Lisa, you've heard of Helix. Jack, before we give the number, this is such a wild number. You guys can put us on pause. Whoever's next to you, ask them what they think the answer is.
Ask them how many online mattress companies they think exist right now.
We'll wait. We're ready to go.
There are 175.
175. Not 5, not 10, not 30, not 50. 175.
Great article on CNBC. They also show that the logos and the names are very simpler. Two syllables, similar colors, cozy look.
Great branding work on those. Now, another key story you got to keep in mind for today.
Twitter just announced that it's taking a stand on propaganda after it realized that the Chinese government is placing ads making the Hong Kong protesters look bad.
Snackers, I can't believe we did it. Feels good. Got back in the rhythm.
Thank you for being patient and waiting for us for a week.
The fake tan looks great, Jack.
Thank you. Also, thank you to Alex for marrying me. You're beautiful.
It was a great job. You guys did fantastic. Snackers, we will catch you tomorrow. We can't wait.
This is Jack. Nick mentioned Amazon in that second story. I own Amazon stock.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.